Hello, mixed nutcases. So this is Nutty Bites, Dog Days of Podcasting, episode 7 for day 7 of the Dog Days of Podcasting project. If you are hearing this and are not subscribed to the main feed, please do check out dogdaysofpodcasting.com. And if you are subscribed to that main feed, you can find my show at NIMLAS, N-I-M-L-A-S, .org/nuttybites, and you can listen to my show normally. But these are just small little segments for the month of August. So, wow. All right, we movers packed, put all our stuff away. It was not the best of days, mostly because these movers are, well, not the best. Started with them being very slow. Then us wondering if there was enough room in the truck for all of our things. As it was, some things didn't make it, but not anything terribly important. You know, we had pallets in the basement that kept our stuff off the floor, and we were hoping to take that with us so that our stuff would not be on the floor of our shed at our new place. And there's just no room in the truck. So our neighbor took the pallets, and it just... lots of little things. They left a lot of things. I mean, they packed an entire closet and left one shirt there. Went into the office. There was a DVD on the floor in its case and everything. Obviously, it was with other things. So why did you do that? They took the cleaners out of a bucket, put them in a box, left the cleaners, took the bucket, packed the bucket. Obviously, we would need the bucket when we mopped the floor. Found about $60 to $80 worth of PSP games just shoved somewhere. They ripped a poster, hid it in the back of the closet, hoping I wouldn't notice. Turns out it was a reprint poster of that. It is a poster that was printed in 1969, and I helped with a reprint for it, and I ended up getting one of the reprints, so it was kind of a special poster. When they packed up, they took none of the art off the walls, and I didn't notice until after they started moving stuff because there were boxes in the way. So, and that's part of their thing. Like, they tell us not to take the art down because they will pack it up. They did not pack paintings up that I had obviously pointed out were paintings, so they had to do that when they arrived. They left the mirror up, and I ended up just saying, screw it, and leaving the mirror. I will buy a mirror when I get to my new place. So currently I have no mirrors in my possession. You know, all of these are little things, and the fact that it was taking them so long. But then they broke my hope chest. I have a cedar hope chest. It's been passed down from multiple people. It was a family member's. I think it might have been his mom's. I don't know. It was at the foot of my mom's bed. Then it was mine. It has moved with me every place I have lived. And it came all the way to Canada. And they broke the legs off and split the wood down the center where it connects with the legs. So we'll make a claim and they're going to have to fix it. But it's just, it's one of those things. It's like, you know, someone said, oh, can we just replace it? I'm like, no, you can't replace a cedar hope chest. You can't replace something that old, and they don't make these anymore. But, you know, I got over it, said, okay, we're moving on. Then they dropped the dryer and broke the control panel off the top of the dryer. So then in my head I'm thinking, I hope they can't fix that and that we get a new dryer. Then they broke the prototype that Tech has been working on. He's building himself a custom stock, and he built a prototype out of styrofoam, and it took him 3 days to do it, and he was very proud of himself, and they just snapped it and didn't care. And yeah, that really bothered him. Lots of other things. I mean, lots of things left behind. And of course, in addition to not packing everything, they also left cups full of coffee all over the house, and you know, coffee, I bought them, but I guess that was my own fault. So it was very strenuous. At about 4:30, they packed up and the truck headed out. They have a delivery in Ottawa tomorrow, so they're gone. It's on the Trans-Canada now. And Then it was time to clean because we have an inspection at 9 a.m. And this is where I thank my very good friends. Matt Nightingale, who you have heard his voice already. Adam Williams of The Cutting Room Floor and Fredericton This Week. Mark Cabot of Epic and his lovely wife Stephanie. And his daughters Fee and Cece all came over to help us clean. I was cleaning from about 4:30 to about 10, almost nonstop. We had to wash the walls, wash the moldings, do the windows, sweep the floors, mop the floors, you know, get everything up to the Army standard for this entire house. Clean up all the stuff that the movers left, like lots and lots of paper behind. And of course, we can't even leave garbage to be picked up, even though tomorrow's garbage day, because no, it won't be picked up by the time the inspection comes. So we had to get all of that done, and we did. And there's a couple of items at the house that we're just going to put in the car tomorrow before the inspection, but we are done. And that makes me happy. But my friends are amazing. They are awesome, and I'm going to miss them so much. You know who your friends are because you can ask them to do stupid, sweaty, dirty jobs like this. And you know they feel the same way about you when they say yes and no problem, and they come over and they do this for you. So if any of them are listening, I again want to thank you so much. And I'm sorry there wasn't much more than McDonald's that we could reward you with. You know, if I could have, it would have been, you know, a whole Snooty Fox thing. But yeah, no, I'm going to miss these people. I'm going to miss a lot of people from Fredericton, but this was a long and stressful day. And once we are done with the inspection tomorrow, I am going to be a happy woman because I will be done with it. I realized as all of the boxes were being taken out of the house, with each box, the house was becoming less and less my home. That's not my home anymore. That was my home for the last 3 years. And it really felt like home, but now that my things aren't in it and I'm not in it, it's not my home. It's just a house. So it will be time to make a new home in Ontario. Still, like I said, I'm going to miss my friends, and they have been fantastic. Everyone here has been amazing, and I will never forget it. So while I get maudlin, why don't you listen to this promo that is featuring another amazing podcast. And this will get uploaded tomorrow because I'm pretty sure the internet here still stinks at this hotel.
SpecFicMedia.com presents Beyond the Wall, a Game of Thrones podcast.
Did I sound like I was blushing?
You sounded like you were blushing.
Because I was talking about swallowing?
No, I just want to stand on top of the wall and piss off the edge of the world.
Children don't need to hear your filth.
Doing this with me and...
Oh, yeah, baby. Can't wait to do it again with you.
Winter is coming.
The steel must be part of your arm. Can you drop part of your arm? No.
I thought Syrio was a mix of Inigo Montoya and the Hispanic kid from Welcome Back, Cotter.
Hey, Mr. Cotter, I got a note.
Juan Epstein?
Yes, exactly. So,
Sci-Fi Smackdown.
Oh my gosh, what was that?
Sorry, I just got a Google Talk.
Oh my God, it sounded like you got hit by a big old clanging piece of metal.
She's gone 8-bit.
What about you, my lord? What's the strangest thing you were... Do Dornish girls count?
Now where's PG? Dun dun dun. Maybe he went to make a wish.
PG, if you're there, we can't hear you.
He went to either make a wish or drop a deuce.
I hate your stories. I know a story about a boy who hated stories.
Had it. I'm fixing a post.
No, you know, you could have done it by now.
Porn. Peter Dinklage porn.
And they do it so plump little Laura's like you can enjoy their summer afternoons in peace and comfort. Do you think I'm plump?
Something that I'm... Damn.
You can't just say, oh, I've got something else.
Instead of drunk PG, we have juvenile PG. You just can't, you can't do that. 115 tug. What is it really supposed to stand for, PG?
It's just the number I got when I signed up for Google.
You did. God damn it.
I thought you said you weren't going to watch it.
We weren't going to, but we did for you.
I thought it would have been good if you hadn't watched it.
Well, you should have said so. Oh, good. You're not watching it. That'll be great.
Not your mother's Game of Thrones podcast. Unless your mother is Cersei Lannister, of course.
To find out more, visit specficmedia.com.
Nelly Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios. You can find us at nimlas.org/blog. Contact feedback at nuttybites@nimlas.org. Call our voicemail line at 347-NUTTY-42 or 347-688-8942. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Basically, you can share it, you can send it around to your friends, just don't change it, don't sell it, don't try to make any money off of it, and link back to me, my site, and everything.